Let's talk hockey this morning. In the NHL playoffs last night, the last two Stanley Cup champions were both in action. The Boston Bruins beat the New York Rangers, giving the Bruins a 3-0 lead in their second round series. But the reigning champion Los Angeles Kings lost to the San Jose Sharks, and their series is now tied at 2-2. Joining me now to talk hockey is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Hey, Tom.
Hi, David.
Well, let's start on the West Coast. The San Jose Sharks beat the Kings 2-1, and it sounds like it was a pretty sloppy game.
Yeah, on sloppy ice, actually. You know, we've gotten used to having this cold weather sport in warmer climates, but sometimes the weirdness of it comes out. And less than stellar ice conditions in San Jose, slushy, or there were soft spots, apparently, reportedly is why players were sometimes taking a whack at the puck and missing or hitting off target. The San Jose coach, Todd McClellan, said, "It's California. It was 90 degrees the other day. The ice crews do what they can, but..." And apparently it happens elsewhere this time of year, including at Staples Center in L.A. Kings coach Daryl Sutter says players sometimes compensate with shorter passes and harder shots. So we'll see how much of a role, if any, the ice plays as these teams battle in their final three games of this series.
Yeah, I'm going to get myself in trouble for saying this, but I've never thought that warm weather cities should have hockey teams, which leads us to cities where hockey belongs, like New York and Boston. They faced off last night.
And Pittsburgh, right, David?
Of course, yeah. That's right. So the Rangers and Bruins. The Rangers, I mean, have had some outstanding goaltending, but it sounds like it broke down last night.
Well, yeah, Rangers goaltender Henrik Lundqvist was his usual magnificent self, despite a reported shoulder injury from an earlier game. He had 32 saves, but he couldn't save two in the third period, and the Bruins broke through, scored twice, and won 2-1. The Rangers are down 0-3. They can take a little heart, though. Unlike the NBA, where a team down 0-3 in a playoff series never has come back to win, it's happened three times in NHL history. The Toronto Maple Leafs in 1942. The Islanders in 1975, and just 3 years ago, the Philadelphia Flyers did it.
And Tom, all joking aside about warm weather, I mean, we do have some of these cold classic NHL cities, some of the original NHL franchises in the playoffs this year. It's kind of cool.
It is. Four of the so-called original six have advanced to the second round of these playoffs: Boston, New York, Chicago, and Detroit. And that's happened only one other time in the last 20 years where you had four of the six advance this far. That was in 2010. With that happening, you know, there is this sense of history to these playoffs, although with the NHL in recent years, the playoffs and ultimately the Stanley Cup winner is more a function of what's new. Since 2003, you've had a different champion every season, including four first-time winners: Tampa Bay in 2004, Carolina in 2006, Anaheim in 2007, and the Kings last year.
Well, and the kind of parity you're talking about, Tom, I feel like we're seeing that in the playoffs this year. I mean, the top seeds, Pittsburgh, Chicago, had, you know, great records, but they're both in grind-em-out series right now.
They really are, and we see it another way. Hockey watchers say that parity is one of the big reasons why there are so many overtime games. This year in particular, there have been 20 overtime games in these playoffs, 17 in the first round. That set a new NHL record. Close games obviously make for more excitement, and with this revolving door of Stanley Cup champions, that engages a lot more fans who can rightfully claim their team has a shot at the title if they just make the playoffs. This is all positive for a league that was drenched in negativity earlier in the season because of the lockout.
Yeah, they've really come back from that. Well, enjoy the excitement, Tom. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, David.
It's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.